This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. The U.S. can now test several million people daily for coronavirus, but the boom comes with a new challenge that's keeping track of the results. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Coronavirus testing sites are legally required to report their results to public health agencies. But state health officials say the results from many of the rapid tests now being administered are going unreported. That means some COVID-19 infections may not be counted. And experts say the situation could get worse. The government is shipping 100 million of the newest rapid tests for use in public schools, assisted living centers, and other new testing sites with little training or staffing to properly report the results. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Sunday that the differences remained with President Donald Trump's administration on a wide-ranging coronavirus relief package, but that she was optimistic legislation could be pushed through before Election Day. Pelosi, the top elected U.S. Democrat, said she wanted a bill passed before the November 3rd presidential election between Republican Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, but acknowledged an agreement would have to come within 48 hours for that to happen. Brazil reported nearly 11,000 new cases of COVID-19 and 230 deaths from the disease caused by the novel coronavirus within a 24-hour period, according to the health ministry Sunday. The South American country has now registered more than 5.2 million cases since the pandemic began, while the official death toll from COVID-19 has risen to more than 153,000, again, according to ministry data. And the world's most fatal outbreak outside of the United States. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.